Failure doesn't make you better. Evaluated failure makes you better. Just like practice doesn't make you perfect, evaluated practice makes you perfect.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
Hey, it's Equal Man. On today's podcast, we're going to try something different. Please let us know how you like it. If you want our regular format in terms of the 7 Super Tips format, I'd recommend you start with Brené Brown. That's a great place to start. She is one of our most popular episodes, and she now has a special on Netflix. So check out Brené Brown. If you want a more in-depth interview type style, then I'd recommend Mike Walsh, Futurist. So check out that episode, another popular one of ours. But for today's show, we're going to try something new. I'm just going to go over 2 tips, shorter form format. And these tips are based on questions that I get from the audience. So I get done speaking, keynote on stage for an hour. I get down into the audience, do a book signing, and normally there's a lot of questions that are asked during that book signing. And so these are 2 of the more popular questions that I think could help you or might help your kids out. And so hopefully you enjoy this podcast. Please, again, feel free to send in your notes. Again, I'm easy to reach. It is equalman@equalman.com. So enjoy the show. I was talking to this super nice teacher the other day after I got off stage, and she said she's been wrestling with a lot of her students, primarily 15-year-old girls, that's who she teaches, and she says they get very anxious. So for example, one girl gets super anxious when she's about to swim for a swim meet. She's a very good swimmer, but before she's about to dive into the pool, as she leads up to the race, she gets physically super nervous. So much so that bile rises into her throat. So when she asked me that question about her students being anxious, it actually reminded me of something that I experienced when I was in college. So a lot of you know I played basketball in college, but obviously got free time, so we went to the diving boards, the giant ones, the Olympic ones, those platforms that are 5 and 10 meters tall. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm out there with one of my friends was actually on the diving team. And so he's trying to teach me how to do a gainer. And for those that don't know what that is, Greg Louganis perfected or actually made popular what's called the gainer. So you actually run off of these giant boards. So again, 5 meters, 10 meters. And then you flip your head back. So you're actually doing a reverse flip. So instead of flipping forward, you're actually reverse flipping. So I thought it was a good idea to try this, even though I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm up there and I start to look over the edge and it's so high up that I start getting super nervous, super anxious. The anxiety is rising. And then this diver taught me something that I've used the rest of my life. And so when I get nervous or anxious before I'm gonna go on stage, which I've said before, I always do. And what he said was great. He goes, look, don't think of it as nerves. Don't try to squash them down. Think of it as excitement. Think of it, I'm so excited to try this gainer. I'm so excited to leap off this edge. I'm so excited to go in front of this audience on stage. I'm so excited to swim in this swimming event. So once you turn that word, and again, words are so powerful. So don't think about it as anxiety or nerves. Think about it as excitement. Once you do that, all of a sudden, huge competitive advantage. No matter what you do, you go, no one's as excited as I am right now to do this event. And so you use that, it actually helps your energy, and then away you go. So think about it as a competitive advantage. So getting back to the teacher and her students, I said, look, what you're trying to probably teach them, which I always did, was, hey, don't worry about it. Don't be nervous. There's no need to be nervous. Yeah, get nervous. But instead, it's excitement. Get super excited. And so that's what you need to turn around is with these students, when they're about to get on that starting block for that swim meet, and they're getting violently sick sometimes, they have to run to the bathroom to get sick. Remember, that's perfectly natural. Go Google Bill Russell, one of the best basketball players of all time from the Boston Celtics. Go check out Wicked. Go check it out. Go check out Bill Russell. And he used to get sick almost before every game. That's right, one of the greatest players in the history of the sport got violently sick before a lot of games because of nerves. But remember, turn that around, turn it into excitement. So my hope is the next time those students start to feel that physical presence, do what I do and kind of harness that power. It's a competitive advantage. Take the word nervous, take the word anxiety, throw them out the window and turn it into excitement. A lot of you, I know, grew up either playing a musical instrument or playing sports. And you've heard the old adage, practice makes perfect. We're gonna tell you why practice makes perfect is a bunch of bull. Now we're gonna come back to practice makes perfect, but right now I wanna talk about why I'm bringing it up in the first place. A lot of companies, especially in Silicon Valley, you heard this adage, failure makes you better. Well, that's not necessarily true. Failure is fantastic, but specific failure doesn't make you better. So let's get back to practice makes perfect, because most of us grew up hearing that throughout our lives, whether you're playing the piano, whether you're playing tennis, it doesn't matter. So when you think about practice makes perfect, it is completely false. The reason is, and a lot of this comes from my coach in college, Coach Tom Izzo, Hall of Fame Coach Tom Izzo, is that when you look at it, practice doesn't make perfect. Proper practice leads to progress, meaning we're never gonna attain perfection. You might shoot a perfect shot, maybe that's possible. You might be able to argue that, but most of the time, no way. So you're not gonna reach perfection. So it's all about proper practice leads to progress. Remember, life's kind of all about growth. Your mission in life is to find your gift, and then your purpose is to give it away. And so when you think about practice makes perfect, it's really about proper practice leads to progress. Now, the inverse of that is the danger. Improper practice can lead to permanence. So let's say you show up, you kind of half-ass it, we don't have the best day. That's sometimes a huge negative, meaning you'd be better not to practice at all if you're not gonna go in and try to grow to get better. So only have a couple days like that a month, you're okay. But if you continue to engage in improper practice, that's gonna be tough to unravel. So think about it. You're trying to learn how to be better at golf. If you don't have a pro or you practice from the beginning the wrong way and you have the wrong stroke form, that's gonna be tough to get out of your physical mind to actually change that. And so the same holds true in business. So let's get back to that right now. So in business, whether you're big, whether you're small, whether you're nonprofit, whether you're government, it doesn't matter. Failure doesn't make you better. Evaluated failure makes you better. Just like practice doesn't make you perfect, evaluated practice makes you perfect. So evaluating failure, the reason we don't do it, it's hard to sit down with your team and look each other face to face and say, hey, we screwed up. What did we do wrong? How do we fix it the next time? So by all means, go out and fail. Fail today, fail gloriously, but do it in the right way, meaning make sure you evaluate that failure. Fail fast, fail forward, fail better. If you're gonna fail, fail fast. Do it quick, do it cheap. When we think about fail forward, that means you're gonna evaluate that failure and that allows you to fail better. You're not gonna make the same mistake twice and you're gonna actually learn from your failures. That's it for today's podcast. Again, different format. Please let us know whether you liked it, loved it, hated it. We're always testing stuff here at the Super U podcast. And I just want to thank all of you listeners out there. We can't believe how much the podcast has grown. And we can't thank you enough for all the emails because we know it's become a daily part of your life. And a lot of you even binge listen to the podcast. So again, this is your podcast. Let us know which formats you enjoy because all we're trying to do is unlock and unleash your inner superpower.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super you.